So look, here's the thing is that when we think of God's vengeance, God can execute vengeance today. I mean, I can give you examples of God striking vengeance on the enemies of God earlier this year. Where it was made public that someone obviously suffered the vengeance of God. And it can happen. Okay? In our lifetime, it can happen. But the great culmination of his wrath being executed and vengeance being put forth is right here in Revelation 8. This is when he just, that's why the Bible also refers to it as the vials of God's wrath, because he's pouring it out upon the earth. Okay? Look at verse 9. So he says there in verse 8, in flaming fire, taking vengeance on them that know not God and that obey not the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ. Verse 9, who shall be punished with everlasting destruction from the presence of the Lord and from the glory of his power. Now, let me explain a couple things here regarding this verse, okay? Because some people will teach that this is actually referring to hell, which, you know, hell is God's judgment, right? It is flaming fire, but that's not necessarily what they're saying. What they're saying is that when someone goes to hell, they're away from God's presence. They're being destroyed from God's presence. Like, God's presence is not there, okay? And they often say, you know, hell is like a separation from the Lord, you know? That's the worst part about hell. But notice that the Bible never says anything like that. Amen. It sounds cute. It sounds like a sign you would put, you know, you find at a Hobby Lobby or something like that. But that's not what it's saying. Because the Bible says that people who are in hell are burning before the presence of the Lord. Amen. And the Bible over and over again, you know, describes hell as being before God. And we're going to see why that is in just a bit, okay? You know, the Bible says that hell and destruction are before the Lord. How much more the hearts of men? That's what the Bible says. So he's beholding those who are burning in hell right now. That, not my God. Well, yeah, maybe because your God can't see that far. God sees the inner recesses of the heart, my friend. The word of God is quick and powerful, sharper than any two-edged sword. It pierces even to the dividing of sunder of soul and spirit, joints and the marrow, and is a discerner of the thoughts and the intents of the heart. And if he can see the inner recesses of the heart, what makes you think he won't go through layers of crust in the world to see those who are burning in hell? And the Bible says it over and over again, that people are burning and being tormented before the presence of God. So, no, sorry, hell is not a separation from God. It's a separation from eternal life. That's a fact. You know, because they're not eternally living. They're eternally dying. They're eternally condemned, right? So what is this talking about? What it's saying is that the destruction that people will suffer, the source of that destruction is from God himself. Because it says they will be punished with everlasting destruction from the presence of the Lord. In other words, that destruction is coming from God. Understand? Now, this is very deep. I'm going to explain to you why. Go to Daniel chapter 7. Daniel chapter number 7. So, verse 8 says, in flaming fire, taking vengeance on them that know not God. Obviously, that's referring to the rapture. Verse 9 is referring to the same company, but it's actually referring to the lake of fire. Because anybody who basically dies from that flaming fire, they're going to go to hell, obviously, right? But anybody who's in hell will eventually be relocated to what's called the lake of fire. And there's no escaping that. It's not like they go to hell and then they can plead to God afterwards or something like that. Or, you know, it's a holding cell as they burn until they're permanently relocated to what's known as the lake of fire in Revelation chapter 20, okay? You know, they get a small window of time of relief, so to speak. Because the Bible says that the sea gives up their dead, right? And they stand before God, small and great, and they're judged out of the things of, written in the books and out of the book of life, and then they're cast into the lake of fire, okay? So let me ask you this question. From a physical perspective, what feeds a lake? A stream, right? A stream feeds a lake, correct? Well, look at Daniel chapter 7 and verse number 9. I beheld till the thrones were cast down, and the Ancient of Days did sit, whose garment was white as snow, and the hairs of his head like the pure wool. His throne was like the fiery flame, and his wheels as a burning fire. Look what it says in verse 10. A fiery stream issued and came forth from before him. Thousands ministered unto him, and 10,000 times 10,000 stood before him. The judgment was set and the books were opened. So what do we see? There's a fiery stream that's issuing forth from God. Now, where is it going to? The lake of fire. Because, folks, if we're to look at the white throne judgment, it's not like he's taking souls and just launching them into, like, the outer darkness or something. He's like, you know, they're just kind of, like, playing to see how far they can throw that reprobate. Although that's not a bad idea. You know, he's not like, you know, they're not chucking them into some outer place. No, folks, it's coming from him. So they're just tossing him into this fiery stream. Folks, you know where hell comes from? It comes from God. Hell's not something that he just like made up or something like that. No, it's part of who he is. Because the Bible says that the Lord is a consuming fire. Because fire basically means judgment. And God is the judge of all the earth. He's the source of perfect justice and judgment. So as they're, you know, if we were to picture it, as they're being judged, they're being tossed into that stream, that fiery stream, taken off into the lake of fire. Now, where that is, I don't know. Does it matter? No. But this is why it says that they're being destroyed from the presence of the Lord. He's not like giving them over to Satan so Satan can do something. Satan's being thrown into the lake of fire too. Satan, the Antichrist, the false prophet, they're all getting it.